It can be hard to find a job, but imagine doing it with a criminal record. An estimated 70 million people have records, and they often struggle to find companies willing to hire them. That's why Richard Bronson started 70 Million Jobs, a website that works with employers who understand that applicants have records and are ready to give them a second chance. Bronson himself used to work at the brokerage firm made famous in the movie Wolf of Wall Street and served 22 months in federal prison for securities fraud. He understands the powerful and far-reaching effects of employment.
I've seen firsthand when folks get jobs, families get reunited, and kids look up to parents, and wives look up to husbands. And when families come together, communities come together. And when communities come together, the country is a much better place.
A law that went into effect in Indiana this summer prohibits the state, cities, and counties from putting laws into place that restrict employers from asking job applicants about their criminal histories. Some studies on the laws banning criminal history questions from job applications have found it has resulted in discrimination against black male applicants. Bronson adds that the plan is to offer video resumes in the future so that employers can get more accurate pictures of the applicants. He says traditional resumes for people who have spent a lot of time in prison are woefully sparse.
And yet, if you were to meet the same person, you might discover that this person is incredibly thoughtful and bright and personable and nice and has a wonderful personality. But you'd never, ever know that by just looking at their resume.
Recidivism rates are especially high for those who are unemployed. Nearly 80% of people released from prison will be rearrested within 5 years, and about 90% of that group will be unemployed at the time of their arrest. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.